2 Chronicles, chapter 21. And Jehoshaphat lay with his fathers, and with his fathers he was buried, in the city of David. And Jehoram his son reigned in his place. And he had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, and Jehiel, and Zechariah, and Azariah, and Mikael, and Shephatiah. All those were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. And their father gave them many gifts of silver and of gold, and valuable items, with fortified cities in Judah, but he gave the kingdom to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. And when Jehoram had become established in his father's kingdom, he emboldened himself and killed all his brothers with the sword, and also some of the senior officials of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab did, for his wife was Ahab's daughter, and he did what was wrong in the eyes of the Lord. But the Lord was not willing to bring ruin on the house of David, for the sake of the covenant which he had made for David, and according to how he had said he would give him and his sons a lamp continually. In his days Edom rebelled against Judah's control, and they appointed a king over themselves. And Jehoram crossed over with his commanders, and with him was the whole chariot fleet. And it came to pass that he arose in the night and attacked Edom, which was surrounding him and the chariot commanders. So Edom rebelled against Judah's control, as it is up to this day. Then Libnah rebelled, at that time, against his control, because he had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. He also made idolatrous raised sites in the mountains of Judah, and he caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to engage in prostitution, and he induced Judah to do so. But a letter came to him from Elijah the prophet, which said, "This is what the Lord God of David your father says. As you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, and in the ways of Asa king of Judah, and you have walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and you have caused Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to engage in prostitution, like the way the house of Ahab promoted prostitution, and also you have killed your brothers of the house of your father, who were better than you. Look, the Lord is about to inflict a severe plague on your people, and on your sons, and on your wives, and on all your property. And you will be severely ill with a disorder of your intestines, until your intestines come out, because of the disorder continuing day after day." And the Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and the Arabs who were next to the Ethiopians. And they came up into Judah and split it, and they captured all the property which was present in the king's house, and also his sons and his wives, and there was not a son of his remaining except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this, the Lord struck him in his intestines with an incurable disorder. And it came to pass in the course of time that at the time of the year's close, after 2 full years, his intestines came out because of his disorder, and he died of severe ailments. And his people did not make a fire for him like the fire for his fathers. He was 32 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 8 years, and he departed in an unpleasant way, and they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings.